It's the 6th of April. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Bedford Park Concerts will move forward this year with the same slate of performers. LPH Concerts and Events, its former promoter, has fallen into administration. The company's bankruptcy is inevitable, owing 70 creditors over £2 million. A spokesperson for the new organisers, Cuff and Taylor, said, "We are delighted to now be working in the venue in a new agreement with Bedford Borough Council. Last Night of the Proms has been rebranded as West End Proms and ticket holders have been notified of the new dates." The lineup for the concert series includes Sting, The Jacksons, George Ezra, Cat Burns and Sister Sledge, among others. Two Bedford eateries have their work cut out for them after receiving a food hygiene rating of 1 out of 5 from the Food Standard Agency. Both Royal Sweets on Forden Road and Barla Sweet Centre on Midland Road received the low ranking in February. Special Inspector Chris Smith would have been dismissed from Beds Police had he not resigned last October. A two-day hearing found that Mr. Smith's conduct during the arrest of two drunk men amounted to aggressive force and gross misconduct. The 30-year-old veteran and subsequent volunteer police officers used a baton to the knee of one of the men, and the use of threatening profanity to the other was unacceptable behaviour. Panel Chair Monica Daly Campbell said he had failed to set the right tone for the future of policing. St John's Hospice in Moggahanger was the recipient of almost £3,000 raised by the Nearly New South fundraiser launched by Hearts for Moggahanger. The effort was initiated by Christina Boxall following the death of her husband Tony in 2019. That's all for this week. Have a great Easter break. I'll be back on Tuesday with your Bedford News updates.